Judges chapter 13. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, Jehovah, and the Lord, Jehovah, delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren, and did not bear children. And the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, appeared to the woman, and said to her, "Indeed, now you are barren, and do not bear children. But you shall conceive, and bear a son. Now therefore I ask you to beware, and do not drink wine nor strong drink, and do not eat any unclean thing. Because, indeed, you shall conceive, and bear a son. And no razor shall come on his head. Because the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I did not ask him where he was from, neither did he tell me his name. But he said to me, 'Indeed, you shall conceive, and bear a son. And now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing, because the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.'" Then Manoah called upon the Lord, Jehovah, and said, "O my Lord, let the man of God whom you sent come again to us, and teach us what we shall do to the child that shall be born." And God listened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah her husband was not with her. And the woman quickly ran, and told her husband, and said to him, "See, the man has appeared to me, who came to me the other day." And Manoah arose, and followed after his wife, and came to the man, and said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to the woman?" And he said, "I am." And Manoah said, "Now let your words come to pass. How shall we train the child, and how shall we bring him up?" And the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, said to Manoah, "Of all that I said to the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that comes of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe." And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, "I ask you, let us detain you, until we shall have made ready a kid, goat, for you." And the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, said to Manoah, "Though you detain me, I will not eat of your bread. And if you will offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord, Jehovah." Because Manoah did not know that he was an angel of the Lord, Jehovah. And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, "What is your name, that when your sayings come to pass we may do you honor?" And the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, said to him, "Why do you ask my name, since it is secret?" So Manoah took a kid, goat, with a meat offering, and offered it upon a rock to the Lord, Jehovah, and the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. Because it came to pass, when the flame went up towards heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it, and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, did not again appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord, Jehovah. And Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die, because we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If the Lord, Jehovah, wanted to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands, neither would he have shown us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such things as these." And the woman bore a son, and called his name Samson, strong. And the child grew, and the Lord, Jehovah, blessed him. And the spirit of the Lord, Jehovah, began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol.